From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. In Chengdu, China, I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris in Washington. China is just beginning to focus on reconstruction after last week's deadly earthquake. State agencies have been ordered to cut spending by a small percentage to create a $10 billion reconstruction fund. The damage from the quake has raised suspicions of bad construction, and China has vowed to deal severely with anyone found responsible for shoddy construction of state buildings. Official Chinese news reports offer this measure. 7,000 school classrooms collapsed in the quake, killing thousands of students. NPR's Louisa Lim has this story on the catastrophic chain of events that led to one school collapse in the town of Wufu and some parents who are now pushing for an investigation.
Funeral music is broadcast at Fuxin Primary School. Here, parents line the driveway, each wearing a black armband and carrying the photo of a lost child. Their faces are drawn with sleeplessness and grief. At least 127 students died here when their three-story school collapsed on them. The buildings around it are largely undamaged, and the parents are angry. We parents don't believe our children died in a natural disaster, says Chen Hupei, his eyes red. The disaster was man-made. His 10-year-old son, Chen Xin, who loved roller skating and basketball, died in a ground floor classroom because he couldn't escape in time. One parent taps the steel rebar in the concrete pillars. They believe there was too little steel in the building's structure. Its foundations weren't sunk deep enough, and there were no emergency exits. I believe the government meant well when it built this school, Chen Hupei says, but some corrupt officials were saving money to pocket themselves. This school was built in 1989, when the safety guidelines weren't so strict, but it should have been subject to safety checks twice a year under a law passed 2 years ago. The deputy director of Mianzhu Education Bureau, Zhu Qi, is here to meet parents, but he denies responsibility. Building safety is a matter for the construction bureau, he says, standing shoulder to shoulder with the school's headmaster. I'm not passing the buck. We'll take responsibility for whatever is ours to deal with. None of these other buildings fell down, shouts an angry parent, gesturing around as he follows the official. Here, many notice the town's government buildings are also largely undamaged. It's a pattern that's been repeated elsewhere. That's because China's building schools on the cheap. Regulations allow a budget of $350 per square meter to build government offices in towns. Schools in one nearby county cost just $64 per square meter. And money is at the heart of what went wrong here. They're too evil-hearted, shouts one parent. She's accusing the school authorities of renting out the newer one-story classrooms, which survived unscathed, to a business to make money, and moving their children into the older building. They condemned our children to death, she cries. I've never signed any rental contract, answers headmaster Wang Weiyong, denying the allegations. And the relevant authorities never told me the school building was unsafe. The parents are also angry at the school's teachers, all of whom escaped the building and fled the scene. Look at my hands, one parent told me earlier. I dug through the rubble to look for my children. Then look at the teacher's hands. Some, like Chen Hupei, believe the law and the central government are on their side. The government will help us get justice, he says. The government is good. It's just certain officials who aren't. Here's my daughter's dictionary of proverbs, says Mother Yang Rong, clutching to her chest a book she's just found. It was in a pile of school bags lying in the debris. She's just opened the front page and found, written inside the front cover, the word mother.
The parents here have built their own shrine. They've gathered desks from the classroom. On the desks are the pictures of some of the children who died here. Incense is burning in front of those desks. And there's a sign running across the top of the shrine, which says, "Let us remember with pain our children who died in vain."
The cameras click as one young woman breaks down, stroking the photo of her bright-eyed son as if it might bring him back. The parents want journalists and the outside world to bear witness to their suffering. Only then can they bring about change. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Sichuan Province, China.